Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy haircut day for Stephen.
Oh, thanks, mate.
You've done your own, and you've done a good job. It's impressive.
I think I've certainly had worse trims, but I've had better as well. It's kind of like a middle of the road
in
haircut.
Between.
But like I said to you this morning, my mum always said there's only 2 weeks difference between a good haircut and a bad haircut.
Yeah, so it grows back out.
You let it grow out.
I think it's good.
Oh, I appreciate that. I did it quickly last night before I went out to the pub to watch The Origin.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to go out and I thought, you know what, I'm going to have a quick clean up.
Yeah.
20-minute haircut and then out to watch the Blues get pumped, unfortunately.
Oof, yeah, no good.
No good at all.
Where did you go to go and check it out?
I went to the Duke of Wellington.
Yeah.
Which was good. We had like a table booked there.
Nice one.
Very busy. Like it was packed.
Yeah.
Which I guess is to be expected. It's one of the biggest nights of the year.
A lot of people love it.
But when you stay up past your bedtime, you're hoping for a win, aren't you? Like it's a long drive home when you're tired and the Blues have been pumped.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it hurts.
Now, Jess, did you watch it last night?
Bro, I'm asleep before kickoff. Kickoff was like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, right.
Just no.
An absolute no.
And it wouldn't have been worth it anyway.
Sounds like you wouldn't have not have been happy with the result.
No, I'm not happy with it now.
Yeah, you saved yourself a lot of pain, Jess.
Oh,
last night. I should have done the same.
How bloody depressing.
Yeah.
There's not even highlight reels to watch.
We didn't score until like second half.
It's low light reels, which is
so many low lights.
Less than ideal. You know what? Let's leave it there because nobody is happy about this whole situation here this morning. New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Now, we talked about it a little bit before, Jess, but Blues, pretty disappointing performance last night. Not completely their fault, though, hit by the injury stick.
Yeah, not entirely their fault. It did take us until, like, the 57th minute to score, but we lost a pretty key player in within, like, the first 3 or 4 minutes or something. Centre Tom Trbojevic, he suffered a torn pectoral, which, ouch. I saw that injury for the first time not long ago, and, oh, my goodness, looks much more painful than I thought. So that, unfortunately, meant that our lack of utility value on the bench, it was exposed. We had backup hooker Damien Cook. He played the remainder of the game at left centre, and the Maroons completely took advantage of that combination. Even our local players who were involved didn't really do very much. Tyson Frizzell didn't really do much. He came off in the 53rd minute. Hudson Young was on and off a couple of times, but there was not much that could be done to save us in the end. So,
question for you. Where did you see a torn pectoral?
Well, the guys at the gym did it.
Oh,
ouch.
They were just lifting a thing?
I can't remember.
Right.
But, like, you could see it run, like, right across his chest, down his arm. It just did not look good.
Ooh.
Yeah, very painful.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, Damien Cook, the great player he is, probably a bit undersized in the centres. So you could see that there was a targeted attack. All the kicks kind of went up towards his way. Mm. He just doesn't have that size, doesn't have that height to compete in the air. So was exposed, I suppose.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Oh. And I don't think anyone has much confidence that we can take the third game. So
it's not looking brilliant, is it? Now, there's also been a fifth person charged in relation to an alleged shooting in Gateshead last month.
Yes, this whole situation turned into something much bigger than I thought it was ever going to be. But back in May, there was a family at home on Flame Street and they heard some noises outside. The man who was home went to suss it out, but then a gunshot went through the front window, hit him in the leg. He was injured. There was already 4 people who'd been arrested over it. A fifth person was arrested yesterday, and police also allegedly located a firearm as well in the search of this person's home at Gateshead. So he's being held in custody, being charged, and will face court in August.
So what are they all being charged for? Because there's only one gun, isn't there? There's only one person who's pulled a trigger.
Well, yeah, it's all, like, related to the incident. So things like break and enter, having the firearm.
Right, and so that's probably had to get there somehow.
Kind of
stuff. Fascinating. All right. Well, look, as that unfolds, I'm sure we'll hear more about it because, you know, not many shootings, luckily, around here.
Thank goodness.
Enjoy a fun-filled day of frosty activities at Hunter Valley Gardens, No Time in the Garden. June 24 to July 23. Get your tickets now at huntervalleygardens.com.au or test drive Snowtime in the Garden with Anovos. 105.3 New FM.
Oh, yeah, and we are giving away family passes to test drive that. And Snowtime in the Garden's going to be absolutely superb this year.
Yeah, I've never seen fresh snow fall. So this is like, you know, in Australia, we rarely get to see it.
Yeah.
So this is the next best thing, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. Maybe arguably better. Because then afterwards, you can just drive home and you're not, like, freezing cold on the way home.
That's true, yeah. It's a long drive. Once you get cold, like, to your core like that,
yeah.
It takes a long time to warm back up.
That's right. Once you step out of the snow time zone, you're good as gold again.
I'm keen to have a snowball fight, but...
There we go. All part of it.
Speaking of the cold weather, though, Cremo, treated myself yesterday. For the first time in ages, I had a Tim Tam slam. Made myself a hot chocolate... You know, I was warming my hands up with that and then did a little Tim Tam slam, you know, bit both ends off and used as a straw.
That's a good technique, but hot chocolate, that's for amateurs.
You reckon?
You got to go whiskey, straight up.
That whiskey would warm your soul, wouldn't
it? Doesn't it? And then when you eat the Tim Tam afterwards, like almost like a tiramisu situation, it goes all soft inside. But
does it still melt, the Tim Tam?
Doesn't really melt it, but the biscuit is all like good, to, like soft, ready to go.
Right.
Are you a Tim Tam slam person, Jess?
Hell yeah, I am.
Yeah?
Yeah, how good.
Whiskey slam? Best.
I've not had a whiskey slam, but that's a great idea.
Yeah, it's actually genius.
There you go, a fun one for this winter. Hot tip from Cremo.
Perfect for the kids. I mean, not the kids.
just the hot chocolate.
Yeah, exactly. They can have that bit. And the Tim Tam. No whiskey, though. Are you waking up with the Novos? Great day ahead. Hey, we were just talking about before as well. $800 up for grabs.
Ooh.
With trivia check later on. So
more to play for.
Exactly. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
Now, we moved to the States, Crevo, of course, to the US, where this restaurant owner has got himself in a fair bit of hot water. So, on the surface level, doesn't seem that bad. He's hired a priest for his employees.
Okay.
Right? So,
now, there's a lot of, like, Bible, like, loving people in a lot of big parts of America.
Yeah, exactly. So, what he's done is provided them a priest so they can, you know, practice their religious beliefs in the comfort of work.
Okay.
They don't have to go to the church. They can still, you know, like, do all the benefits of a church, but at work.
And being a restaurant, perhaps they'd want to open on a Sunday. So they might be thinking, you know what, that is quite good because, you know, we've got to open weekends. Otherwise, this restaurant's not going to survive. And that's cool. We can, you know, have a chat to the priest and just feel quite good about the whole situation. I get that.
Exactly. So it seems like a great compromise so that everyone can, you know, still work but also still practicing what they believe in.
Yeah.
But the workers at this restaurant starting to feel a bit weird about this priest a couple weeks in, right? Mm. They're thinking, this priest, he's a bit of an odd fella. I'm not sure what's going on.
Right.
Because every time they're going into their confessional, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know, they'll confess a sin to him.
Okay.
And then the follow-up questions are always like, oh, that's interesting. So, have you ever rocked up late to work and checked in, you know, at your normal time?
Oh,
have you ever nicked any money from the till? Nicked a fork, perhaps, a bit of silverware? He's in there as like a secret agent. The priest is a fake priest in there to try and like catch out employees.
What a wild situation.
Unbelievable.
Only in America.
And like how little trust must you have in your employees to try and like catch them out in this like undercover incognito way, you know?
Get some security cameras if you're that worried about people nicking from the till.
Well, that's it, you know? And, like, yeah, all the questions...
Probably cheaper.
And then, like, furthermore, questions are, you know, like, are you planning to stay here long term or, you know, are you looking for other jobs? That's not a sin at all.
No.
You know, why would anyone need to confess that to a priest? They wouldn't at all. But this guy's in here trying to catch out. It's like an episode of... You know, fake boss.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. I mean, the fact that he was able to get away with it for that long is also amazing. People usually catch on to that stuff a bit quick.
Well, now, so far, he's been ordered to pay, like, over $200,000. I think it might still climb as more employees kind of, you know, once a few start suing and get a slice of that pie, everyone wants to have a little bit, don't they? They want to get their hands on that cash.
He's been a very naughty boy.
A very, very naughty boy indeed.
New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
This, it most certainly is time to, I guess, pit two Novocastrians against each other in a battle of wits and a battle of speed.
And
really,
also problem solving, really, or detective work.
If you are new to the show, welcome.
Yeah.
This is a game we play every morning, pretty much. It's super easy to get your day started. We give you three items, and they all link back to one category, I suppose, one theme. If you can pick that theme quicker than your opponent, you win yourself some free stuff.
That's right. So easy. I'm going to give you an example, and you see if you can crack it today, all right?
All right, go on.
Koala, platypus, wallaby.
Stephen.
Yeah?
Are they types of Australian animals?
Yep, correct. Easy as that.
So if you think you're sitting at home thinking you can do that.
I can do that.
And you've been up and about, you know, you got your first coffee into you, your wits are about you.
Yep.
Give us a call, 4967 4105, because you can win heaps of free prizes today. Up for grabs, Crevo.
We've got a voucher for Maniac's Axe Throwing. This is Newcastle's home of axe throwing, craft beer, Viking cocktails and good times.
And my brother's getting to Newey tomorrow from Perth. He's coming for a holiday for a week.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to take him there.
It'd be so fun.
I think it's just a bit of a different night out, isn't it?
Also, you're in the draw for a family pass to Hunter Valley Gardens Snowtime in the Gardens Novo's test drive on the 1st of July. Now, this is awesome as well. You know, you can check out all the stuff at Snowtime in the Gardens with the family for free.
Yeah, something for everyone. Snowball fights, ice skating, toboggan riding, snowman or snow angel building. I mean, it's got the whole kit and caboodle, doesn't it?
Yeah, the parents will love it, also the kids.
Yeah, well, that's it. Fun for young and old. So, of course, give us a call, 4967 4105. We need two Novocastrians to play Three of a Kind up next.
New FM. And up next, a little venting session about the Yellow Pages books.
Yeah.
They
redundant.
Are
that's what they are.
Everywhere right now. Now, though, this.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novos 3 of a Kind.
That it most certainly is. Your chance to get yourself some free prizes this morning, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I like to say it a fair bit, but on this show, the early bird, they get the worm.
That's so true.
That's what they get. If you get up, if you're up and about, you're battling in the cold this time of morning, why don't we reward you with some free stuff?
Yeah, so we've got the Maniac's Axe Throwing gift voucher. It's Newcastle's home of axe throwing, craft beer, Viking cocktails and good times. Plus, in the draw for the family pass, the Hunter Valley Gardens, Snowtime in the Gardens, Novo's test drive.
If you want to get your mitts on that, of course, you need to win three of a kind. So we're putting two Novocastrians against each other, trying to, I guess, pick the theme between three items.
Yeah,
so,
very simple with three of a kind.
Oh, we make it nice and easy for your early morning. Should we meet our contestants to start with?
Of course we should.
Let's go out to Callahan this morning. We've got Will on the line. Morning, Will.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very well. How's yourself?
Never better.
Pretty good.
That's are you fine. On your way to work? What's going on this morning?
Yeah, just on the way to work.
Oh, very good, very good. Just making a dollar. I get it, Will. We've also got Mitch in Curry. How is it out there this morning?
Yeah, nice and cold. Nice and cold.
What is the temp out in Curry this morning?
Be like, I've got three.
Three. Oh, that's gross.
Too cold. Yeah. That's that temperature.
Yeah. Mitch, shorts and shirts.
Yeah, shorts and shirts, because you're just a tough bloke, aren't you?
Just nice and fresh.
Yeah, it keeps you awake, alive and alert. Well, let's get into this. Of course, your name is your buzzer. First of two, best of three. Should we test everyone's buzzer?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's test the technology. Will, you're up first.
Yeah, Will.
Lovely. Good, Mitch. Good.
Mitch.
Yep, easy, nice and strong. So, like Crevo said, first of two, best out of three. Best of luck, gentlemen. Your first set of three items are Basmati Jasmine Brown.
Will.
Will was quickest.
Rice.
Yep, types of rice. Beautiful. On the board. Very quick, Will. Like to see it. All right, next one, gentlemen. Pantene, Garnier, Dove.
Will.
Will again.
Will. Cosmetics brands or shampoo brands.
Yeah, we'll take it. Shampoo brands is what I was looking for. Congratulations, Will. Nice and quick this morning, mate. You're on the ball. You've been up for a bit?
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
he's had a few coffees in him. He's good to go. Now, Mitch, can we get you back for your Feel Good Friday tomorrow?
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, perfect. He's our runner-up.
Everyone's kicked a goal. And, of course, all day while you work. Both all morning and all day while you work. These guys going in the draw for the snow time at the Hunter Valley Gardens as well.
As you wake up with the Novos, and yesterday, or the day before, I think it was, I'm at the shop, post guy comes around, or not, it's not a postman, but it's like a contractor.
Yeah.
At the shop, drops off two yellow pages.
Two yellow pages.
And he just puts them at the door and keeps going. Just assumes I want them.
Unbelievable. We got ours yesterday at the Merriweather Share House.
Yeah.
And it's the season. It seems to be the season at the moment, because on Newcastle Reddit, a lot of people are talking about getting their yellow pages. And a lot of people, the discussion around it is kind of, why on earth are we getting, why are they still printing this book?
Yeah.
Why does it still exist?
It's a big waste of paper, isn't it? Surely. And I don't get it. It's recycled, did you? Oh, good job. But I feel like there's still a big waste of energy going on in making these things every time.
Now, you own a business, obviously. Yeah. Yeah. Do you have to pay to get your business in the Yellow Pages?
Oh, I wouldn't know, because I wouldn't pay for it.
Well, that's it. That's what I was wondering.
Who's looking at that? Who's going, oh, antiques and rugs, what will I do? I'll look up the Yellow Pages. I don't think so. You just jump on Google.
Exactly. Well, that's what you think. The Yellow Pages really are going the way of the dinosaur, aren't they? And to be fair, I did notice when I got, like, the Yellow Pages yesterday, it is a much thinner book than it was 15 years ago, wasn't it?
Looking like, real thin.
I remember they used to be, like, the thickest book you've ever seen, the Yellow Pages. You're like, oh, my God, this thing's massive.
You used to be able to use it as a small step.
Legit, yeah, and people did.
Yeah, you need, I can't quite reach something in the kitchen, grab the Yellow Pages. That was a thing. Not anymore. It'd be like, you know, this dictionary would be thicker.
Yeah, it's a measly little book now, but even so, it just has, I feel like, personally, no place anymore. No place.
I don't think
there'd be anyone who's still using it, whose preference, their first port of call would be the Yellow Pages.
Wouldn't have thought so. Obviously, I think it's a company still making it, isn't it? That they've probably still got some contracts or something and still making a few dollars out of it. But what a waste of paper.
Yeah.
It's got to go.
And you'd be charging less and less for advertisements in the Yellow Pages as well. Surely just, at some point you got to pull the plug, don't you?
Would have thought
so. Like, it's dying a slow death. How about we just rip the Band-Aid off and just, you know.
Just get it done.
Get it done, yeah. It's inevitable. It's inevitable at this point.
It is. Like, we got it in the shop. I was like, what do we do? And then we're going to use it to wrap, like, delicate things.
Yeah, you're going to use the pages.
But I'm not looking at anything up.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It's got to go. It's time to go.
It's time. That thing has got to go.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is the Novos. You're waking up with the Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, and $800 is up for grabs this morning with Trivia Check just after 7 o'clock. Do not miss it. $800, just one question separating you and the money.
If that doesn't get you up and about on your Thursday morning, I have no idea what will. Like I said, that's coming up after 7. Mm. But Crevo, up next, went to the pub last night, Duke of Wellington, to watch, of course, the State of Origin.
Lovely.
But a bit of a social dilemma, you know.
Okay.
Reared its ugly head. That's so, all I'll say.
Once again, we're going to let Newcastle sort this one out. Which is perfect. It's the best way to do it. New FM.
Now, Crevo, went last night to the Duke of Wellington to enjoy the State of Origin game. I say enjoy, relative term, because the Blues got pumped.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, it was a nice night out with some mates. You know, I got myself a nice pub feed.
What'd you have?
What did I have? That's a great question. I had the salt and pepper squid.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Always a go-to at the pub, isn't it?
Nice.
Can't go wrong with it. So, I mean, I had me salt and pepper squid, had just one or two beers while I was enjoying the game, of course. And it was a nice time and a great excuse, I suppose, just to catch up with a bunch of mates. So
nice one.
We booked a big long table there, probably close to 15 of us at the Duke there. Mm. So, like, quite a large group. And it was, I would say the group was 95% male, right? It was a boys' night with two of the gents bringing their girlfriends along as well. Now,
question for you.
Yeah.
Were you, like, let known that it was plus ones invited?
Well, it wasn't public knowledge. And we were aware that one of them was coming, like, the morning of. The other one was a surprise rock-up.
Ooh, okay.
So, kind of just decided to bring the partners along. Now, I think, obviously, there's a time and a place to, you know, involve everyone.
Mm.
But I think the boys' night, and to the same effect, the girls' night is like a sacred event, isn't it?
I mean, I know what you're saying, but at the end of the day, it's just going along to watch Origin. So if there's a couple of partners that want to watch Origin, what's the big deal?
Because you're right, it's not a big deal if it's public knowledge and it's stated beforehand that, you know, that all, because a lot of the boys left partners at home.
Okay. Do those partners like Origin, or you don't know the details?
Not really sure of the details, but I know even some of the partners that rocked up didn't like Origin. We're just there for a pub feed. So, like I said, it's more so an excuse to socialise and catch up.
Okay.
Rather than to, like, watch the actual game. But I just think that you've got to leave partners at home for the boys' night or the girls'. There's nothing worse than when you're going out on a night out and, you know, you're there with all your mates and there's one partner there who doesn't really know anyone else either. They're kind of, like, clinging on to their partner, because, you know, they don't really know.
I don't know.
I think it is the same for boys' nights and girls' nights. I'd feel weird if my partner, Siobhan, she was out having a girls' night, and it was her and 10 of her friends out on the town, and she invited me along as the only bloke. I don't think you should bring the partner to the boys' or the girls' night.
Okay. Well, that's your thoughts. I just think that if it's like, from what you've explained, I can't see a problem with it. I really would think, oh, someone's brought their partner. That's no good. I don't know. It just doesn't cross my mind. I think I'm on the other side with this. I think it's fine. You can bring a partner along. What's the big deal?
What, you reckon I need to open my mind a bit?
Yeah, I think, you know, a public bar's for the public.
Yeah, just...
You know, I just don't think you can be closing people off.
It just doesn't quite sit right with me, but I thought I'd get a bit of a temperature check right across Newcastle, I suppose. 4967-4105. Can you bring a partner to the boys' night or the girls' night?
So you're saying no?
I'm saying it's a bit weird. I think no.
I think it's fine.
I'd feel weird inviting Siobhan, and I think I'd feel weird attending vice versa.
Nah, I think it's fine. I think you're blowing this out of proportion. It's a bit of an outdated attitude. Of course, up for grabs today for the best callers on air, we've got a family pass to the Hunter Valley Gardens Snowtime in the Gardens Novo's test drive. This is going to be awesome. So you can win that just for getting involved. 4967-4105.
The more I think about this, the more I'm like, nah, you can't bring him.
So
it's got to be communicated better, but you can't bring them. It's a sacred time. It's a safe space.
No partners on the boys' or girls' night out. I'm saying, whatever. Just, you're all people. It's fine. New FM.
And a bit of a social dilemma that I've brought to the people of Newcastle, Crevo, because last night while I was out watching the State of Origin at the Duke of Wellington, we had a big table booked. All the boys excited in their swag, in their kits, ready to watch the game. And out of nowhere, pop, Two of the boys' partners rocked up to the boys' night. Now, I just think, and it goes both ways, like the boys' night and the girls' night, I think are like sacred places. I think like there is obviously a time to mingle and integrate, and everyone gets in together. There's certain events for that, right? But like the boys' night, Wednesday night, watching Origin at the pub is not one of them. And the same, like I spoke, like my partner Siobhan.
Yeah,
I feel like both her and I would feel weird being invited to the boys' night or the girls' night. I wouldn't want to go if I was the only bloke there for her girls' night. 10 of them out in the town, you know.
Well, there's two girls at this, and it's just an Origin at the foot, like during the week at the pub. Yeah. I'm saying it's okay, not a big deal. But let's let Newcastle decide. Paul's in Singleton. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, you handsome little devils. How are we?
Oh, better after you.
Yeah, feeling yourself. Real good. You handsome thing.
Yeah, that's good. Well, let's start off with completely unacceptable. Doesn't matter if it was there to do this and do that. If it was planned for the boys, it's for the boys.
Yeah,
and it's not there for the guys that had to argue for hours just to get the ball and chain to let us out for a couple of hours with the boys. It's not fair on them.
Yeah, well, that's it. Some of them are battling, you know, trying to get the night off, get a permission slip signed. And these other ones, they just fold, don't they? Fold like a chair.
Exactly right.
Yeah, Paul, have you had this issue yourself? Like you've been out on a boys' night and a partner's come along?
All the time, including Bucks nights. Just cut it out.
Wow, Bucks night's too far.
That is a step too far.
Bucks night is too far.
Even I will concede that's out of control.
All right, let's go next to East Maitland. We've got Simon on the line. Morning, Simon.
Morning, how's it going?
Mate, very well. How's yourself?
Yeah, on the way to work, so, yeah, can't complain.
Tell us, what do you think about this debate, mate?
Well, I think it would be a bit awkward if you're the only male or female there, but I just think, well, if you've been invited, just go and have fun.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, you're not too against it, but overall you'd say it's probably still a no, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. So a couple really for Team Stephen here. I mean, it seems like you've won this one, really.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think Simon's convinced. I think Simon is kind of like, if you're invited, you come along, you have a good time, and, you know, it's on for young and old, I suppose.
Okay, all right. So one apiece at this point. Let's get producer Scott in to settle this once and for all. Producer Scott, you there?
G'day, gents. How we doing?
Very good. Now tell us, what do you think? Are you Team Stephen? It's an absolute no at all times. Or are you on my side and think, you know what, who cares if a partner comes along?
Do you know what? I'm actually going to lean towards Crevo on this one. Sorry,
no,
Steve.
You're not.
There you go.
Cowardly. He's trying to stay in the good books with the missus.
That's exactly right.
Cowardly.
I'll take the win. Simple as that.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Let's do it, Crevo. Let's just jump straight into it. $800 up for grabs today with Trivia Check. One question between you and that cash moolah. It is really that simple.
That's right. If you haven't heard the game before, if you're just new to the show, you just answer one question right, the money's yours.
I mean, there's not an easier way in Newcastle to win money.
For $800 today, it's an absolute yes from me. Crevo approved.
It can't keep building much higher than this. It's got to go off sometime soon.
Who knows? That's just the name of the game. Anyway, if you want to crack at this, here we go. 4967 4105. Call that number. Potentially win yourself $800 in seconds.
It'd be very nice, wouldn't it?
Ooh, absolutely. All right, well, call now if you want to crack at Trivia Check and $800 here this morning on New FM. And up next, we hear a story about this chocolate truck that's tipped over and the guys who are supposed to be cleaning it up are too busy getting their fists full of chocolate.
They're very naughty boys, aren't they?
Very naughty. Now, though, free money.
Awesome. Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, speaking of chocolate, how much chocolate could you buy with $800, Crevo?
What you do, you wait for the, like, chocky bars to go on special.
Just after Easter or something like that.
Yeah, when they're $1, and then you get 800 of them.
Wow. That seems like an appropriate way to spend your $800.
Smart. That's what I'd do.
Well, obviously, it doesn't matter what you do because you're not in it to win it.
There
is one lucky Nova cashier in who has the chance this morning to win $800. Of course, one question between them and that cash. Let's go to Cliff Lee. We've got Beck on the line. Hey, Beck, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you feeling? You confident this morning ahead of Trivia Check?
Oh, I've got my fingers crossed.
Okay.
That's a good start. That's a good start. What about toes?
Have you crossed them?
Yeah.
Yep, right, I'll do that for you now.
Okay. Good.
Now that all that's out the way, you know, yeah, and we've done all we can to prepare you.
That's the only thing you can do to prepare.
We've got one question for you, Beck. And, of course, you've got a five-second timer. Don't let it get in your head, but are you ready to hear your question?
Sure.
All right, best of luck, Beck. Your question this morning is, what is a Trinidad scorpion?
A motorbike,
did you say?
Yes.
No. Unfortunately, Crevo, it is not. It's a type of chili, apparently. How do you go with the spice, Beck?
Not a spice girl.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah. Live and learn, though.
We all want to be spice girls, though, don't we? Secretly.
Deep down. Which one would you be, Stephen?
Scary.
Yeah? What about you, Beck?
None.
She's telling fibs. She told us she did say she's not a Spice Girl, to be fair. But anyway, Spice Girl chat done. $825 up for grabs tomorrow, of course. Same time, same place.
I think I'd be sporty.
Sporty, you reckon?
Yeah.
That is simply not true.
On New FM. And yesterday, this is quite an amazing story because basically a truck just south of Sydney, just south of Newcastle, rather, in Sydney, has tipped over. Right? Tipped over truck.
No good.
Spilling out all of the back, pallets and pallets of chocolate and the good stuff, like the Belgian stuff.
See, oh, real.
Yeah, all the really, really high-end chocolate spilling out all over the road. Now, of course, it's created a bit of a ruckus. So the news crews are straight on the scene, right?
Yeah, yeah, of course. We'll be blocking traffic and stuff like that,
blocking
you'd imagine.
Blocking traffic
yeah.
and causing all kinds of chaos and chocolate. People's eyes just light up, right?
Well, you think, you know, like it's sitting out there in the hot sun, it's going to melt. You think it's a free-for-all, basically, right?
Well, essentially, that's what sort of people were thinking. Now, of course, the news crew, luckily the guy's not hurt, the driver's not hurt, no one else hurt. So yep. they're making a bit of light of the whole situation. Here's how, the whole thing starts off. Ready?
For those who have dreamt about what it would be like to visit Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, who would have thought an intersection here in Blacktown could be your golden ticket?
Now, like a truck rolls over and there's a lot of chocolate out of there. You go, this is a good day. But you don't think, oh, I'm in Willy Wonka's chocolate.
Yeah.
Like that feels like a bit of a
stretch. Can I eat the grass? Yeah. Can I eat the pitch of it? Everything's edible.
Can I lick the river over there? I wouldn't, mate. That's a drain that you're looking at and that is filthy. Now, the next bit that happens is because they're obviously for a full story, for a full like 30 seconds on the news show,
yep.
they got to have like a bit of B-roll. So the next thing, which is like a bit of extra filming.
Yeah.
They're filming some of the guys cleaning up. But while that's happening, they notice something with the guys cleaning up.
All right.
These bags filled with Belgium's finest. And some couldn't resist the temptation.
They captured one of the guys on film who's doing cleanup, reaching his hand into the bag and just grabbing a handful and shoving it in his mouth.
What, so he has to be cleaning up all the chocolate and he's just eating it?
Yeah.
Make your clean-up time quicker, wouldn't it? Less chocolate to clean up because it's all in your belly.
Less to carry, exactly.
You would, wouldn't you? If you were on clean-up crew there.
As if you wouldn't sneak a bit.
Most of your job, you work as on clean-up crew, as you know, that's your profession.
Yeah.
Most of the time is like cleaning up debris or cleaning up
oil
or something like that, you know. Rubbish. You get one day you called up, mate, we need you. Clean up crew. Here to clean up chocolate.
Belgian chocolate.
You'd take advantage of that situation. Yeah. You'd have to. Any man would.
It's a broken bag. It's going on insurance. There's no doubt about
it. Yeah, that's it. Well, until he's caught on camera. But anyway, nonetheless.
Then they, like, of course, grab one of the punters, one of the people who's watching the whole situation go down. And this is her reaction.
I just wanted to get down and grab my beer, a bag of chocolate. I thank God my kids wasn't with me.
She was just keen as mustard to get her mitts on as much as possible.
And she wouldn't be the only one.
Nah.
If you saw live on the news, you know, we interrupt your regular programming, a chocolate truck's crashed, you reckon you'd hop in the car? I'm in the car.
If it's nearby and it's Belgian chocolate, I'm on my way.
Yeah, you're right.
Enjoy a fun-filled day of frosty activities at Hunter Valley Gardens, No Time in the Garden. June 24 to July 23. Get your tickets now at huntervalleygardens.com.au or test drive Snow Time in the Garden with the Novos. 105.3 New FM.
And of course, all week, Crevo, we've been recruiting Novocastrian families to come along to this winter wonderland in the Hunter Valley Gardens with us.
That's right.
I guess, like that little promo said so eloquently, our test drive on Saturday, July 1st. So you get to test drive all the fun-filled winter activities, including snowball fights in the mega snow bit, ice skating, toboggan riding, snowman or snow angel building, and so much more. And of course, this is happening from the June 24th to July 23, where you can enjoy a fun-filled day of frosty activities at Hunter Valley Gardens, Snow Time in the Gardens. So you can get your tickets, of course, at huntervalleygardens.com.au.
You don't want to miss this. Like, if you haven't been to Snow Time in the Gardens, absolute must-see.
And of course, like I said, you can get your tickets there online or all week we're giving them away. So
that's
make sure
right.
you stay tuned in, because just for getting involved in the show, you go in the draw for those great tickets.
Indeed, indeed. Up next, a little bit of a switch of gears, but asking the question, are you living with somebody who's doing bed rotting? Up next, New FM.
Now, Crevo, yesterday we spoke briefly about bed rotting.
Yeah.
Which is, like, it's not as bad as it initially sounds. It's quite a harsh term. And when you first hear bed rotting, your mind, you can't help but wonder, you know? Could think maybe it's like not washing your sheets for ages or, I don't know, maybe like rotten food left in the sheets or something like that. It's nothing so sinister. Basically, what bed rotting is, it's this, I guess, trend, which has been invented by Gen Z.
Yeah.
which is just relaxation time. Basically, it just means you lie in your bed for hours, maybe days over a weekend, and do a whole lot of nothing. Binge Netflix, have a few snacks, maybe play some video games or something, and just ignore the outside world completely.
What a waste of time.
It's not a waste of time, because you enjoy doing it, and sometimes you need to switch off.
Get out there and do something with your life. Don't be spending days, just in bed watching Netflix. Ugh.
No, I said it yesterday, I'll say it again. Time that you enjoy wasting is not wasted time. And sometimes we work hard, you know. Sometimes you need to switch off and, you know, recuperate a little bit and, you know, get yourself back to tip-top form.
Do you bed rot, Stephen?
I do bed rot, but I don't like the term bed rot. I think it is a really harsh, sinister term for what basically is just relaxing, chilling out, having a nice, easy weekend.
This is what we want to do here. 4967-4105. Do you have a Stephen at your place?
Or are you the Stephen, I guess? Are you the bed rotter? But this is really a chance, I guess, to dob in that younger generation,
yeah,
isn't it?
Or maybe it's your partner. They get in for the weekend, they've worked all week, and then they just do not leave the bed.
Yeah, can't get them to do any chores on the weekend. That's their time. It's relaxation time.
4967-4105. If you got a bed rotter in your house, is somebody bed rotting at your place, or do you know one?
This is basically a free chance to vent. Get that frustration out on the air, and of course, for doing so, you go on the draw for a pretty great prize.
That's right. We've got a family pass to the Hunter Valley Gardens Snowtime in the Gardens Novos test drive on the 1st of July. So you're getting to try everything out without paying, which is awesome, right? 4967-4105. Do you live with a bed rotter? Or maybe it's even you, or you know one. We want to get you, I guess, bed rotting stories on the air next.
Yeah, do you live with someone who likes to relax? Shouldn't be such a crime, honestly.
Stephen thinks it's fine, so you're not going to get any shame from him. Don't worry about it. Here with the Novo, Stephen and Crevo here on UFM.
And Crevo, we're talking bed rotting, which is a brand new trend created by, well, not created by Gen Z, but I guess
it is.
Labelled by Gen Z. Nah, people have been bed rotting for years.
Back in my day as a millennial, you never did any of that. Oh. You're just up and about getting stuff done.
Yeah, so for those that are just joining us, bed rotting, basically in a nutshell, is spending hours, sometimes days, like a weekend, lying in bed, doing a whole lot of nothing. Just enjoying doing nothing. Watching TikTok, binging Netflix, playing some video games, I don't know, eating some snacks, doing
terrible.
A whole lot of nothing and forgetting about the world around you.
Okay, so we want to know, do you know one, are you one, etc. Bed rotting is the conversation here. Anthony up first. In Neath, how you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Oh, never better, Anthony. Now tell us, what's your situation? What's your story?
Are you living with a bed rotter?
No, I'm not the bed rotter, mate. I'm out work every bloody day.
Yeah, it's making it happen.
A lot, Crevo, mate.
Yeah.
Got to get stuff done. But
exactly.
No, it's three little lazy shitheads. Oops, sorry.
No, that's all right.
Yeah, so do you live with...
three boys. Yeah, no, we just split up with the ex, but anyway, different story, but... Yeah, nah, that's them. So, like, I'd really love them tickets to get them off their bum.
Oh, yeah, get the teenagers off the couch and out to the gardens, hey?
Yeah, well, exactly.
There you go.
There's three little split heads doing nothing, eh?
Maybe it is just a Gen Z thing. Let's try Matt next in Newey. Hey, Matt.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Very well. How's yourself?
Not too bad. Just relaxing.
Oh, mate, good man. Well, do you live with a bed rotter? What's your situation?
I just relax, mate.
So you are the bed rotter, are you?
Yeah, if you call it that.
Yeah, I agree. I don't like the term of it either, but there's nothing wrong with just doing a whole lot of nothing and, you know, recuperating, rejuvenating, relaxing.
He's so relaxed, he doesn't even want to say anything else. You know what? I think we've found one of your people, Stephen.
Even by saying nothing, I understand the language he's speaking. He's talking
too relaxed to say a word.
He's talking my language. That's a fact.
All right, Sonia's up next in Morpeth. Do you know a bed rotter?
Oh, sure do.
Yeah,
who is it?
It's my 16-year-old son.
Now, what is he doing on the bed?
Look, he lives in his pajamas. He thinks going out is changing a pajama shirt to another pajama shirt when he goes to the shops. He drinks coffee cross-legged, sitting in his bed with his blankets in a mess all around him. Then he contemplates life and reads literature from the 1900s. And then he'll come downstairs and grace us with a theory of something, a matter of life and how it's changed. And then he goes back and bed rots for another 3 days.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like he's got a pretty good deal. He's got it sorted.
He's out of control. You know, and every now and again, he'll come down with a stack of plates. And I'll kind of go, what have you been eating up there? Disgusting.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. He needs to get out there and do something, get a job or something, right, Sonia?
Oh, for God's sake, he's a barista and makes a great coffee. They would rather do philosophy.
Oh, oh
well, at least he's well-read, you know? At least that's something.
Yeah, something. But he follows me around in stinky pyjamas. Yeah,
well. The stink has got to stop, doesn't it?
I know. Change your clothes.
Exact. Change your clothes, change your life.
Wow.
Words to live by.
New FM's $20,000 side hustle.
And you can still register, newfm.com.au. Get your name on there if you want to be a winner and get yourself some free cash. So easy, right?
It literally is the easiest way. And we have so much fun playing this game.
I know.
Because you get to become, even if it is just for a fleeting moment, part of the new FM family, part of the team.
That's right, and getting paid for it, which is the best bit. Now, of course, yesterday, Emma from Nelson Bay got on the payroll, and she's been on the payroll since 2 o'clock yesterday, 2 p.m.
Oh, wow.
Which means if the other next person doesn't knock her off, she is in line to get herself $420.
Oh, there's a ring about that number.
420. Yes, please. It's a yes from me every time.
A yes from me as well. But like you mentioned, there is a chance for a Novocastrian, a lucky Novocastrian, to take her spot, I suppose, mm-hmm. on the payroll and give her the sack. That Novocastrian is, have you got the time already?
Yeah, I'm ready.
The number is 4967-4105. Calling out Jade Williamson from Corlett. Jade Williamson, you're on the clock, 4967-4105. Give us a call if you want to become, you know, one of the new FM team.
That's right. Simple as that. 4967-4105. And don't forget, if you haven't registered, newfm.com.au, get on there now.
We are currently on the hunt for another Novocastrian to join New FM's payroll. Of course, it's part of our 20K side hustle. Jade Williamson from Corlett. Less than 2 minutes to give us a call. 4967-4105 if you want to get yourself on the payroll.
That's right. Otherwise, Emma from Nelson Bay stays on and lives another section. What's the goss time now?
The Novos. What's the goss? UFM.
What have you got for us, Scott?
Mate, and some pretty shocking news coming out of New York, actually. It's all about Bebe Rexha, the singer. She sings like I'm Good. She was on that track with David Guetta. They remixed Eiffel 65, that sort of song.
Yep.
She's been performing on stage over in New York, and some idiot in the crowd threw their phone at her while she was about to walk off the stage. It hit her right above her eye. She collapsed to the floor and has been taken off the hospital with stitches above her eye. It's shocking stuff.
Wow, I saw this. I've seen the video of this. I don't know if you've seen it, Crevo.
Yeah, her eye is so swollen. I was just looking at it this morning, actually.
I think, though, like, a lot of the times, people who, in, like, the front row of concerts like that kind of try and lob their phone up in the hope that the artist will take, like, a selfie, you know, into the crowd and stuff like that. But in this video, it is not a lob.
No.
It is a chuck, isn't it, Scott? Like, she throws it with some force.
Oh, it is a deliberate thing. The bloke who the bloke who threw the phone has now been charged by police. New York City police saying it was definitely intentional. And get this, gents, he's come out saying that he's quoted, "I thought I would try and see if I could hit her with my phone at the end of the show because it would be funny." Yeah, man, not on.
No.
Not on at all.
I just don't understand people that throw things onto stages, like water bottles and...
And
like,
you think you're paying a lot of money to be near the front for a Bebe Rexha concert. You'd be a big fan of hers. Why are you then trying to harm her? It doesn't make sense.
Some people are just full simpletons, and that's what that is. There's nothing else to it. You're just an actual idiot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's due back in court come around July, but still, one, why would you throw your phone, of all things? Like, the thing's worth $1,000 in your hand. If you've got that much disposable income, I'll take a little bit. But two, why would you throw something hard? Like, why would you throw anything, but why would you throw something hard at a celebrity like that? Just, it's bonkers.
Well, that's it. How are you getting home? The Uber app's on your phone. You're stuck at the concert.
Dumb as dishwater.
Mm-hmm.
As simple as that.
New FM's $20,000 side hustle.
Yeah, not long ago, Crevo, we put out the call to Jade in Colette to, you know, see if she wanted to become an honorary member of the new FM team.
Yeah.
And she called in, but just a bit late. You've got to be in within the 10 minutes.
That's it.
We rule with an iron fist. We're harsh but fair.
Yeah, we've got a stopwatch here, and if you're outside it, you're outside it. Simple as that. You can't be late to work.
Yeah, that's exactly it, especially not on your first day. So unfortunately, Jade's missed her opportunity, but that means that Emma in Nelson Bay, her money just keeps climbing and climbing up to 420, Emma.
Yeah, it's awesome.
How good is that? Like, if someone says to me, you want 420, I'm like, absolutely, bring it over, right?
Definitely.
Now, I believe you're right now, get the star photo, is that right?
Well, I am. I'm just standing out of it. It's a bit of a fun photo today.
Nice. Oh, well, there you go. But obviously, I mean, you're part of the new FM family. It's not a new FM star photo, is it? Because me and Crevo weren't invited.
I'm working two jobs here at the moment.
That's the thing.
True.
That is how a side hustle works. You're working one, you're getting paid for two.
Well, you're becoming part of the furniture very quickly, Emma. Like we said, you're up to $420, and fingers crossed your ride will continue right through the day. And who knows how high this could climb.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, excellent. Awesome. Well, good work. Keep up the good work, which is not much, really. It's just chilling out, getting money. And hope to chat to you again.
Thank you so much.
Of course, if you guys want to get involved in this fun game, so easy, like Crevo said, so easy to win money, you can still register yourselves at newfm.com.au. Once registered, though, make sure you're listening and have that phone ready. Have it saved on speed dial, 4967405. Because you don't want to miss that 10-minute call like Jade did.
Yeah, that's right. You have to be listening at all times. New FM.
New FM.
The Novos.
And this is New FM at breakfast.
At breakfast.
The Novos.
Now, Crevo, I went to the Duke of Wellington last night to watch the Blues get battered, unfortunately, to a State of Origin. But while I was there, they were advertising free bar snacks, right, throughout the coverage.
Right.
Which, you know, you're like, that's a bit of a win. But when you hear bar snacks, you're expecting, like, peanuts, maybe pretzels, stuff like that scattered across the table.
Yeah, maybe a few bowls of them. At a stretch, a corn chip.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're lucky.
So I went and bought myself dinner, got salt and pepper squid, and then was like, I'll have me meal and then I can snack throughout the game.
Perfect.
Their definition of bar snacks at the Duke was hot dogs. They were just providing hot dogs for everyone.
Like in the bun?
Yeah, like sausage in bun. Just that was their bar snack.
That is a good bar snack. That's dinner.
Well, do you reckon? I reckon it's a bad bar snack because it's not a snack. It's dinner. It is dinner.
Well, here's the thing. If I was going along to watch the boys get pummeled.
Yeah.
And I bought a beer and then a hot dog comes out. Like, sweet, dinner sorted.
Yeah, well, that's true. But you didn't get it with, like, your beer. It was just kind of like they came out intermittently throughout.
Right,
you know,
surprising you.
Well, it was like over the intercom, you know, next round of sausages ready. But, yeah, I wouldn't have bought dinner if I knew that.
Yeah, that's...
Wasted $20 on the pub feed.
You know what? You live and learn.
That you do.
New FM.
And, Crevo, if you don't mind, I'd like to get producer Scott on for just a sec. Are you there, mate?
Yeah, mate, I'm here.
Now, Scott is a new member of the team.
That he is.
And so we're kind of getting to learn about him, get to know him on the fly. And something we have noticed about you, Scott, is that you're an absolute bulk buying fiend.
Yep.
Like, this is a real problem. I think we need to hold an intervention because you told me last night that you went to Costco and bought 2 kilograms of butter chicken.
Absolutely, mate.
Like pre-cooked in a bucket or something? What does it come in? A huge, like, tub?
Yeah, it comes in a tub. 2 1-kilo buckets. But I bought them because they're cheap. And then that suits me for at least 4 or 5 meals. Boys, I'm working on a budget here.
Yeah, I understand working on a budget. But, like, you're living by yourself, essentially.
Yep.
You're feeding only yourself, one mouth to feed.
Yeah.
So that means you're having buttered chicken, like you said, for pretty much the whole week. Do you not get sick of it?
Absolutely not, mate. Restaurant quality coming out of Costco?
I don't think it is. I don't think you understand the role of restaurants in society. However, I mean, this is not a dig at the lovely people at Costco, especially if they want to sponsor the show.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all, but this isn't the first instance you've had of this sort of stuff as well, right, Scott?
No, absolutely not, mate. The reason I got the Costco membership was because I wanted to save on me buying potato chips. Like your small packets of chips.
What? So you just bulk buying potato chips?
Absolutely, mate. Bought a 32-pack the other day, been munching away through them. Like snacks for work here at the station.
What now, what else have you gone? Because I heard there was a rumour about a certain sauce.
Oh, yes. You know that burger sauce? Like Big Mac sauce, but like the knockoff version?
Right.
Mm. Oh, I bought like a litre and a half of that.
This is an intervention. You need to be stopped. You're a rebel without a cause.
That is too much burger sauce for any single family or person.
Oh, come on. $6 for a litre and a half of burger sauce. Shut up and take my money.
I understand the whole argument of, like, cost efficiency. Mm. But at some point, it becomes ludicrous, doesn't it? It becomes like, where do you store all this stuff? It takes you forever to get through it. Bulk buying, not for me.
No, and that, especially those weird items. Okay, I get it. You want to stock up on, you know, paper towel for the next few months, and it's really cheap, sure. But burger sauce, what are you doing?
No, it's changed my life, boys. I've been a Costco member for about 30 days now, and I've made 3 trips to Costco already. It's revolutionary.
You're out of control. all right, let's do this. 4967-4105. Do you know somebody who's bulk buying and maybe stuff that they don't really need? Or maybe it's you and you want to admit it.
Yeah, so let us know, of course. Like I said, on 4967-4105, who's that bulk buying bandit? What are they buying? How much are they spending? All that kind of gear. It's a chance to dob someone in who's just spending their money in the most ludicrous way.
Yeah, and just for sharing your story on the air, we've got the family passes to Hunter Valley Gardens, Snowtime in the Gardens, Novo's Test Drive, family pass to that, up for grabs.
Yeah, we're looking for all the kind of, like, I know when I'm at home, my mum's got a full shelf in the pantry full of baked beans. They went special one time. She bought a whole case of baked beans, basically.
Stephen's mum, perfect example. We'll take your calls on the NX, New FM.
Now, we're talking bulk buying bandits. This has come up after we found out that producer Scott,
new member of the team,
is an absolute fiend for buying stuff that both you and I would declare is completely useless, really.
Never buying a litre and a half of burger sauce, which is what he bought.
2 kilos of buttered chicken was another one he said. He's buying potato chips bulk as well. Got us thinking, there must be people out there who have got pantries on pantries of cans and, you know,
stuff you don't need.
Packets, tubs, of stuff you don't need because they just love a bulk buying bargain. So, of course, we've opened it up on the phones, 4967-4105. We've also opened it up on our Instagram, at @thenovos_, where Gemma's sent us a message saying, my boyfriend bulk buys pasta and rice, thinking the world's going to end or something. Bit of a doomsday prepper out there.
There's a few of them in and amongst the world. Let's go to the phones. Ben, how's Mayfield this morning?
It's chilly.
Yeah, a bit cold. A bit on the cold side. That's all right, though. Are you the bulk buying bandit? Is it someone you know?
I do every now and then.
Yeah? What's your big purchase?
It's mostly pastas and stuff like that.
Another doomsday prepper in our midst.
But it's mainly for dietary requirements.
Oh, okay. So you've got a legit reason, right? If you're buying like the special ones, maybe something like that.
No, it's I'm diabetic and I need carbs, and pasta is a good source of carbs.
It certainly is. Go. Look, I feel like that's a bit more legitimate than 1.5 kilos of burger sauce.
Can still buy it in 500 grams at a time, but I think. Yeah. Anyway.
You absolutely can, and it feels no cheaper.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still not sold on this. Let's go next to West Wallsend. We've got Emma on the line. Good morning, Emma.
Hey, how you going, boys?
Very well. How's yourself this morning? You sound very chipper.
Oh, yes, on my way to swimming lessons with the kids in the car.
Ah, oh, there you go, doing all the fun stuff, and they want to get involved as well, by the sounds of it. Now, tell us, who's the bulk buying bandit in your house?
It's definitely me.
What are you buying?
I was just trying to rattle off a list while I was on hold.
Yeah.
So my last bulk buy purchase, I bought 200 protein bars because they were half price.
That's ridiculous.
Well, they're half price. I'm not going to pay $4 when I can pay $2.
Are you sick of them yet, though?
No. One every day, if not sometimes 2 a day. I bought 30 boxes of cereal because they're half price.
30 boxes of cereal?
Well, what? I refuse to pay anything full price. I'm a Woolies Rewards member,
yeah,
so I
right.
work my card. So when I get my 10% off, I shop the specials, so then I really get like 60% off.
Oh, my God.
I'll buy like 30 Maximas, yeah, 30
Don't even
boxes.
Know what they are.
Half a sports drink.
Oh, right.
I probably have 40 taco kits in my cupboard right now.
That's too many taco kits for any one person.
Half of Emma's house is just a pantry, by the sounds of it. She's literally, she's had to knock down the wall for the adjoining bedroom.
Yeah,
and extend the pantry out.
Full of taco kits.
Walk-in pantry. Unbelievable.
30 boxes of cereal. That's a no from me.
200 protein bars. God, you'd hope you'd like it.
Yeah,
imagine you open the first one, you eat that first protein bar, and you go,
This is not good.
You're stuck with it 199 more times.
Oh, God. And what an absolute disaster. It's a no from me.
Oh, well, there you go. That'll wrap us up, I suppose. I don't think anyone can beat that on a Thursday. So let's end it there in Emma. But, of course, we do have to give away our prize to the Snowtime.
That's right.
Hunter Valley Gardens.
The family pass to Snowtime in the Gardens for our Novo's test drive. And that goes to Sonia in Morpeth.
Yeah, so congratulations, Sonia. And, of course, the winning continues right throughout the day as well for your work day with Scott, and of course for your drive home with Joel, who are both doing New FM's 20k side hustle. So if you want to get involved, make sure you register newfm.com.au and then have that number ready to dial 4967405. You never know when they're going to call your name.
That's it. We're done for today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Feel good Friday.
Yes.
Woo!
Bye.